Hello, this is your Polycast for Tuesday, July 28th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, a push to exempt Minnesota soldiers from gun permit rules and violence on the increase in Minneapolis. Some Republicans in the legislature say they want to allow active military personnel in the state to carry firearms without first getting permits. Republican Senator Paul Gazelka of Nisswa said it would allow people in uniform to protect themselves if there's an attack on a military base or recruiting station. 2 weeks ago, five servicemen were killed in Tennessee when a gunman attacked two military sites. Gazelka says arming military personnel will make them safer.
A man and woman in uniform is simply being attacked because they represent America, should have the right and the ability to defend themselves. Not just the right. They have to have the ability. We have to give them the ability to carry that gun and to say, no, if you shoot, I'm shooting back.
Not everyone agrees. Heather Martens with the gun control group Protect Minnesota says the proposal would mean military personnel who have been convicted of domestic abuse could get firearms. She said that would circumvent the gun permit law.
We're really concerned about cases where a dangerous person who may happen to be active military and has some issue whereby they should not be carrying a gun, all of a sudden they can carry a gun without any kind of screening. And that's really concerning. That's a threat to public safety.
Republicans also want Governor Dayton to issue an executive order requiring National Guard members to carry guns. Dayton said last week he thinks the federal government should decide the issue. The Defense Department does not support plans to arm all military personnel, and the head of the Minnesota National Guard says arming its members is not part of its current security plan. Two appeals court judges and the Minneapolis city attorney are on the short list to replace Alan Page on the Minnesota Supreme Court. Tim Nelson has more.
The state's Commission on Judicial Selection has recommended three candidates to replace the outgoing Supreme Court justice. They include Court of Appeals Judge Margaret Chudich, a former assistant U.S. attorney and attorney general. Her fellow judge Natalie Hudson is also a former assistant attorney general and a former city attorney for St. Paul. She was shortlisted for the Supreme Court in 2013 as well. The third candidate is Susan Siegel, Minneapolis City Attorney and former Assistant Hennepin County Attorney. She's also the spouse of State Budget Commissioner Myron Franz. Governor Mark Dayton will be interviewing them in the next few weeks and is expected to name a replacement to take over when Page retires at the end of August. Tim Nelson, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Minneapolis police are grappling with another spike in violence. Three men are dead and more were wounded from gunfire, which rang out in separate incidents in Minneapolis over the weekend and yesterday. The latest deaths bring the total number of homicides to 29, up from 19 at this time last year. The violence erupted despite efforts by the police department to move more officers to trouble spots. Brant Williams has the story.
Let us bow our head, please.
Pastor Harding Smith's bald brown head glistens with sweat under the July sun and humidity. He and several other members of the group Minnesota Acts Now hold a vigil on the corner of Chicago and Franklin Avenues, not far from where two men were shot and killed this weekend.
Father God, we come before you today, Lord Jesus, to bring peace in our cities.
Smith and members of his group have held similar vigils near where people were killed or wounded. He says familiar factors are at work in this year's spike in violence. Smith says too many people feel they have no other choice but to use lethal violence to solve their disputes. He says those acts of violence lead to vengeance. Smith made an appeal to the public to break the cycle.
If you are out there, you have lost a loved one due to gun violence, please, we are begging you, do not take the law into your own hands. Please, let the police do their work. Let the community do their work. And believe in God that justice will be done.
Police say another man was killed early Monday morning in North Minneapolis after a dispute between two groups of people turned deadly. They say the man's body was found in the street near the intersection of 34th and Morgan Avenues. Another person was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. And there were two other non-fatal shootings reported early Saturday in Dinkytown and the Warehouse District. In the latter case, police say an officer shot an armed suspect. The shootings come at a time when the department has already taken steps to tamp down on another rise in violence. Earlier this month, police responded to a pair of Northside killings by adding eight more police officers. Police Union President Lieutenant Bob Kroll says more officers on the street will make the city safer, but he says temporary redeployments are not the answer.
Because by doing that, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Kroll says there aren't enough officers on the street right now to properly respond to the level of crime, so it's not sustainable to move officers from one precinct to the other. He says the department is well short of the 860 sworn officers the city is authorized to hire. Kroll says even that amount isn't enough to allow the department to recreate some of the now defunct specialty enforcement teams like the traffic and SWAT units.
Our department should have upwards of 900. In my career, I've seen it go from as low as 760 to as high as 940. If you've got over 900 officers, that's when you can do those other types of things.
Police officials say the department has experienced a few more retirements this year than they expected. However, they say another 30 or more officers are scheduled to hit the streets by the end of this year. Mayor Betsy Hodges says the city is hiring as quickly as it can, but she says police leaders are doing a good job placing officers where they're needed.
It's not how many of them there are, it's what are they doing. And they're having conversations, they're doing personal follow-ups when incidents happen or we hear shots fired. They're finding out from people what their experience is, getting as much information as they can.
Hodges says police and city leaders are doing everything they can to reduce and prevent future outbursts of violence. And she says despite the latest uptick, Minneapolis is still a safe city. Brant Williams, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.
And that's your Polycast for this Tuesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.